Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and it's such a pleasure to welcome Maggie Mailer to the Midday Show. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Adam. Great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to meet you. You are one of, let's see, your dad, Norman, who's some writer, apparently, that of note, right? How many siblings? We don't need to make a distinction between haves and steps and all that. What?
Well, actually, yeah, there are nine of us all together, between marriages, nine children.
Yeah. And your mom was Carol, who was the second to last. I hate phrasing it like that. It seems a little tacky, but so forgive me.
No, I
But
appreciate that. People always ask, they always say, what number was your mother? And I always pause and have to catch my breath so that I don't get, and I don't say anything obnoxious.
yeah, it's like, because it's like putting in some sort of pecking order or numerical order. And this is your life we're talking about. So
Yeah. So she was his fifth wife, to answer the question.
And we're here together today because there is a new documentary about, well, your father as a writer and the impact he had on the culture, in the arts and culture in the United States. But also the film really goes into quite a bit of detail about him as a dad and as a husband, et cetera. And it's called How to Come Alive with Norman Mailer. It's directed by Jeff Zimbalist, who I've gotten to know recently through another film that's just came out this past weekend called Skywalkers, a love story on Netflix. And when we were talking, he did mention this other documentary. So I'm just very happy that, this all came around and I've had the opportunity to talk to you today. And How to Come Alive with Norman Mailer is going to have it's going to have, I guess, a theatrical at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington. You're going to be at the 7:15 screening on the 9th of August. Doing a talk back with the owner of the bookstore, which is a beloved institution in the Berkshires, right? With the owner, Matt Tannenbaum.
Right.
Phew. Did I get it all right? So can I guess then, Maggie, that the fact that you're appearing at this talk back means you are endorsing Jeff's documentary?
I am. Yeah. I mean, it really is a remarkable film. And when I saw it for the first time in New York, when it was screening during the IFC Documentary Film Festival, it's hard to describe exactly what happened to me watching it, but it almost felt like, it was almost like a life review, because I was sitting there watching not only my father's life, but my siblings, and I'm in it, and my mother, my aunt, my family, and we're usually not part of the conversation about my father. And it was happening in real time in a theater. There was really kind of like an almost, I would hesitate to say it, but really like almost a psychedelic quality to the experience, because it just did not seem real. I've never had his life reflected back, and it was like an echo chamber of my words and, my siblings. So that in itself was extraordinary, but the film is really beautiful, and it's the way it's put together and the thoughtfulness and the respect, but also, they don't pull any punches. It's the real story. And I think there's something almost ironic about the title, How to Come Alive with Norman Mailer, because it feels like he's there in the theater. I felt his, that's saying a lot. So they really pulled off an incredible feat.
Yeah, you mentioned felt like a psychedelic experience, which I understand.
Yeah.
No psilocybin involved in the experience of watching it, I'm sure, but yeah, it must be really complicated on so many levels, watching it and seeing somebody who, or when I say somebody, I mean the filmmakers who got your dad on a certain level, obviously, at least that. And then also you made a comment earlier about almost like saying or referring to this idea that it seemed like your dad was owned by the public, and this film makes you feel like, no, wait, he was ours too. And now it's out there in the public. People can see that he was also a dad.
Yeah, he was a dad. He was Norman Mailer, and he was our dad, and they were not the same person, actually. And it's wild to understand that. When I made that comment about it feeling like a psychedelic experience, what I meant was that there was this experience of time collapsing.
I see.
Because the past and present were somehow suddenly merged, and also the original in this way that I didn't really think was possible at this point in my life. So, Yeah, I'm grateful to them.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be interesting after, this group of people see the film on the 9th, and then they're going to want to, I'm sure they're going to have lots and lots of questions for you. It should be a very interesting experience for you, I am guessing.
I'm guessing too. Yeah. I have no idea what kinds of questions I'll receive. I'm trying to be ready for anything. But from in terms of responses that I've had from people that I know who've seen the film, they've ranged from someone suggesting that I was making a big mistake bringing this to my hometown, and what was I thinking? And then another good friend who went and saw the film and had ended with a fair amount of antipathy towards Norman Mailer and left feeling actual love, that she was able to see more of him than she had been willing to consider before. And so the film really does have that ability to, it gives the full picture.
You just made a comment that you were bringing the film to your hometown, and I failed to mention before that you are a Berkshires resident, and you're an artist in the area. You have some beautiful work, by the way. People can check out Maggie Mailer on just on Instagram to see get an idea, and then you have a gallery in.
Yeah, I have a gallery that I work with in Dallas called Gut Gallery, and then I have a website, maggiemailer.com. So yeah, people can see work that way.
And you also you teach art
Yeah, I
or
teach painting. I work with people
painting.
one-on-one. I don't teach classes. I really like to work one-on-one, just with one person at a time, and you can go much deeper that way.
Right.
And then I also have a it's becoming sort of like a small center that we're opening at our house, for dance, for meditation, for art practice, where I teach as well. And that's
Seems like you're right, exactly in the right area for that.
yeah, it's great. Yeah. And the name of the studio is, I decided to call it 8 Points Studio, which was partially a nod to my eight siblings. And
Oh,
also because
wow.
the studio is an octagon. And what are the chances of that? So
I imagine some background or meaning to that shape, that particular shape, the octagon, I'm sure. Actually funny, because I was leading me to my next and possibly last question, which was, Norman Mailer was married six times, including to your mom, Carol Stevens, albeit briefly, but you have all these siblings, and I was wondering in 2024 what your relationship was with those siblings.
we're actually all really close, and that's thanks to him, our father, because he made a point of getting us all together every summer. During the year, we would live with our individual mothers, and then in the summertime, we would leave and live with him and our stepmother Norris, in my case, but really, whoever he happened to be married to at the time. I mean, so that was sort of
Right.
and on for many, many years, and it was almost like summer camp with our father, and he would take us on hikes and philosophize and give us life lessons, and he was trying to give us as much of himself as he could given the complexity of his life. And so I think because of that, he really did manage to keep us together. And he said to my oldest sister Susan, when as he was dying, he said, "It's up to you to keep the tapestry together."
Wow.
And all of us hold that, we take it seriously, and it's I we all feel lucky to have each other too. It's not a family like any other that I'm aware of. And so we do need each other. So yeah, I would say we're close. We usually get together in the summer for at least a week,
Oh, wow.
Provincetown, which is where we would spend the summers with him. So that will be actually right after the screening. I'm skipping town and going to Provincetown to
Oh,
see.
that's awesome. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful time together. I'm sure you will. And the screening again is on the 9th of August. So catch her before she flees the cinema, before she runs out, hops in her car, takes off for Massachusetts. But, or, well, you'll already be in Massachusetts. Hops off, what is it? Hops in your car and drives off to the other side of the state.
Not to interrupt, but there are going to be more screenings in Provincetown. So if anyone happens to be there that week,
Oh,
we'll
perfect.
do it as well.
Are you following the film around, or is the film following you around? That's the question. Again, that's the 7:50 screening on the 9th of August. How to Come Alive by Norman Mailer, directed by Jeff Zimbalist. Maggie will be talking with Matt Tannenbaum, who's the owner of the bookstore in the Berkshires. Thank you so much, Maggie. I really appreciate your taking the time to come on the Midday Show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Adam. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. I appreciate it. Thank you.